Thanks.
The order breakfast at the McDonald's drive-thru. Tell yourself you'll wait to eat it at work, but it smells way too good. So you eat it right there in the McDonald's parking lot meal. There's a meal for every morning at McDonald's.
Right now, get any size iced coffee for 99 cents until 11 a.m. and pair it with your favorite breakfast sandwich or one of our tasty bakery treats. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Hello, everybody, and welcome in to a bonus episode of That Movie Show.
Mike, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yes, we're dropping this on Christmas Eve because timing is everything.
Yeah.
And when I think it was like Avengers Infinity War, when we did that one, we were like 2 weeks after it came out.
We were
the last of the party. It's like, let's jump on this thing. We have the technology. Let's do it.
We can rebuild it.
We can. So on Christmas Eve 2019, we are covering Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker.
The end of the Skywalker saga.
Yes, indeed. Well, you say that, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll get there. For those of you worried, we're gonna clearly let you know when we're diving into spoilers. The first part here is going to be spoiler free, where we just give you our overall consensus of the movie, and then we'll dive into spoilers a little bit later on. Business out of the way, Star Wars Rise of Skywalker had a budget of $250 to $300 million, came back with a opening box office weekend of $376.2 million worldwide. $178 million of that was domestic, which people are touting as the lowest opening weekend for the recent Star Wars, I guess. Something
sure.
like that. I read one of those things.
Sure.
However, if you count up what Disney has made since they bought Lucasfilms, before not even counting The Rise of Skywalker, they've already made $12 billion.
Yeah.
So for those of you doing math, they bought Lucasfilms for $4.6 billion. They've already made 12, not counting what Rise of Skywalker will eventually make. Oh, yes. And we have a new Star Wars series coming in 2 years, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, right.
This one was written by J.J. Abrams and Chris Terrio, directed by J.J. Abrams. It stars Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, Adam Driver, Daisy Ridley, John Boyega, Oscar Isaacs, Anthony Daniels, Naomi Aki, Domhnall Gleeson, Richard E. Grant, Lupita Nyong'o, Kerry Russell, Ian McDiarmid, Billy Dee Williams, Kelly Marie Tran, and a surprise cameo that we will get to in the spoilers. Right off the jump, what did you think?
I thought it was okay. I am a Star Wars fan, and I am glad that this movie exists, and mm-hmm. I had fun watching it.
Yeah.
But that being said, I think that it just straight up just missed a lot of the marks for me. Mm-hmm. I thought there were the entirety of these three films mm-hmm. feel very disjointed, and that kind of hurt the movie for me a little bit. But at the same time, I had a ton of fun watching it. So at the end of the day, you know, right. I would definitely say, if you like Star Wars, go see this movie.
Right.
I just think that, you know, based on what we do here, I watch everything with a little bit more of a critical eye.
Sure.
And there are, it was very fun, very watchable, you know, a great entry in the Star Wars franchise.
Mm-hmm.
But it could have been so much better.
Sure. I think I liked it a little bit more than you. I think I did. I went in because it was one of those things where, as I've talked about on the show many times, you know, when stuff like this comes out, I'm not reading reviews. I'm staying. Right. I'm scrolling social media with soft eyes as to not even catch anything. When I posted about us doing the marathon thing for Showcase,
yeah.
Immediately someone commented, the new one is absolute garbage. And that was before the new one had even opened. Right. Obviously, they went and saw our press screening. And that, I think I showed you, we were out afterwards, I showed you the comment.
Right.
Absolute garbage was his comment. And that oddly stuck with me, not expecting it to be garbage, but watching it the whole time thinking, my God, First of all, some people take movies far too seriously.
Yes.
Secondly, why the fuck do you hate fun?
Yeah.
Why do you hate fun? I mean, there's like you said, I'm not going to sit here and say that Rise of Skywalker was a perfect movie. We're going to nitpick a lot of things, I'm sure, once we get to spoilers. However, where we agree is it was a ton of fun. I watched it. I'm sitting there with my brother, and we've seen all of these movies. We went and saw the re-releases, the originals in theaters. It's like it's kind of been our thing. And I'm like, we left, and both of us had the same reaction. It's like that movie could have been 5 hours. I could have, like, I didn't want this to end. Like, I was having a lot of fun with these characters, and I'm like, just keep going.
Oh,
just keep going.
I 100% agree with that, mostly because I think that we just rushed through a bunch of stuff that I think would have been so much more, like, it was clear that there were two movies happening in here, and I really wish both of them were 2 hours.
Now, and speaking of that, how I feel, I'm wondering if you feel the same way. Would this one have been better had J.J. Abrams done all three?
Yeah, so that's probably my biggest issue and the thing that I've talked to people about the most when it comes to this Star Wars movie. And again, I'm going to say this because it's 100% true whether you consciously or subconsciously realize it or not. Mm-hmm. Marvel has ruined everything. And what I mean by that is that Kevin Feige coming in and having a vision from A to B, and we're going to have a million people direct things in between.
Sure.
And in between, and it's all going to fit the narrative of A to B.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like they bought Star Wars. They were like, we got to do something with it. They made The Force Awakens, and then they were like, oh, make more of these?
Mm-hmm.
Because Rian Johnson does a great job, but basically just takes things in a very different direction from J.J. Abrams.
Right.
And everybody hates it. So now you bring J.J. Abrams back in, and part of the problems that I had with this movie were, like, course corrections that they made because of the fans for the stuff that happened in Last Jedi, which I do think is unfortunate because there were so many interesting things that were like, look, here's the thing. I thought it was really stupid that in the Last Jedi, you know, they basically just go, oh yeah, so your parents, they're nobody. And Snoke, we're going to murder him right now. And so he's going to be irrelevant too. And it's like, wow. Oh, I do like the fact that we live in a world where the Vader character,
the big bad,
is the big bad guy. Like, I really like that idea that it's like, oh no, now Kylo Ren is as evil can be, because Darth Vader was the second to the Emperor, right? And you know, there wasn't really any, but like, it was Maul and Dooku and Grievous a little bit in the prequels, and they were the second to the Emperor again, you know. And so I was like, oh, this is really interesting to see what happens when that character is the big bad guy. And then it was like, oh no, we're gonna retcon the shit out of this off screen.
Okay. And to that, and where, because I thought a lot about that as well watching the movie, and I thought a lot about Last Jedi and a lot about what people had to say about Last Jedi and the 2 points you made specifically. Her parents are nobody, Snoke is dead. I also felt like it was people getting really upset about that or feeling one way or the other. It was the second of a three chapter book.
Right.
And it's like you close the book and said, fuck it, this is terrible, and I'm going away. It's like, but let the story play out. Because And again, we'll get into it deeper in spoilers. But while, yes, they retconned it, it was telling the continuation of that story. And I liked that part of it, especially the Rey part of it, because it's like, you knew she wasn't nobody.
Right.
You know what I mean? You knew she had to be somebody. And going in this direction, I felt made a better story in this movie than you know, if they went in another direction.
Right. And that was probably the thing that was kind of like frustrating, because it was like, oh, everything that you're doing in this movie is really cool and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that this movie was split in two and we had four parts in this movie, because you know, like, this wasn't necessarily like three parts trilogy. You feel like you got like pigeonholed into that because it was like, oh, I like the opening scroll. The first line is so infuriating. like not even just as a fan of Star Wars, but as a fan of movies. It's like, are you for real? That's how we're going to start this? Oh, no. That is how you end a movie. That is how you end a movie. And you just didn't. And it's like, that's frustrating.
Now, I think... And again, going back to, I feel it would have been a better trilogy had JJ done all three. I think it's something that I think bringing him back for this one, it's something that Disney recognized as well. I think because Rian Johnson, and again, I said it about a month ago when I rewatched Last Jedi, I'm like, it's gotten to be an underrated movie. It doesn't deserve quite the heat. And we did a full podcast on it where I'm a fan. You know, again, it's not a perfect movie.
No, but it's a good movie.
Completely rewatchable, though.
Right. Yes. You know? The thing is that Rian Johnson's movie is far more serious than Abrams, and I do like that levity to
it. He also clearly wanted, and he said in interviews, he's like, I wanted to go in a completely different direction. And I feel that as the Disney executives, it was Kathleen Kennedy that controls Star Wars. I feel that while, because I liked his ideas, I liked where he wanted to go, I liked taking it in a different direction, do it. But I think in this context, in this canon, if you will, they should have been like, okay, well, we're gonna let you go do your own thing, but on a different give him his own trilogy, which they've done. I think it might still be happening. I don't know.
No, because it was going to be the guys from Game of Thrones, and now they have their own thing, and it's not going to be them.
But let him go do his own thing in the Star Wars world.
But
then it's like, okay, look, JJ, we need you to come back. We need because he wants to do some really cool shit with these characters and this stuff, but it's not going to fit in the continuity that we've established in the first one. You know, at the very least, let him write the fucking script. It falls in line with because of who the director is and who the writer is. This was a great sequel to Force Awakens.
Right, it was.
But as you said, it feels like he had a lot more to tell that he couldn't because he didn't do the middle one.
Right.
Like, all right. You know what? Let's do a letter grade and jump into spoilers.
Okay. This movie's definitely a B+.
I agree. 100%.
This movie's definitely a B+.
100%.
But again, I would go into this as like, if you're a fan of Star Wars, there's going to be a bunch of stuff that's going to annoy you. Mm. Now, if you're a, you know, I don't want to say like good fan, bad fan, but if you're just like a person that can understand that it's like, yeah, this isn't the movie you wrote in your head. And if
that's
you
exactly
just
what we said about Last Jedi.
And if you just accept that this is a Star Wars movie, it's going to have all of the fun and all of the action that all of the ones you remember fondly have.
100%. Wholeheartedly recommend going and seeing it in a theater. Find the biggest screen possible and just sit and turn your brain off for 2.5 hours and just fucking enjoy the movie. That's my recommendation. Try to enjoy it. Don't go in to be like, this is totally gonna suck because you saw some fucking blogger or two douchebags on YouTube talking about it. You know what I mean? It's like, just go and try to enjoy it and have a little bit of fun. It's Christmas, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah. All right.
Ready for spoilers?
I'm ready for spoilers. The first thing right off the bat, I am so pissed off and annoyed about the opening scroll.
Okay.
Right? Because
the dead speak.
Yeah, the dead speak. And it's like, just so you know, basically this really cool thing that the Emperor just out of the fucking blue just transmitted on every radio station being like, I'm alive, motherfucker, and I'm going to murder all of you. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, wait, how is that? How do we not have that be the end of the first act? Because
Rian Johnson didn't have the Emperor.
Right. No, I know.
Plain and simple. That's why. And I don't, it's one of those things. I don't know. J.J. Abrams would have to come out and do an interview where we talked about it. And I don't know if his whole plan from Force Awakens was to get here. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it very well could be, because what he did do in Force Awakens was a lot of fan service, was a lot of flashing back to the originals. So maybe it was his plan all along to be like, you know, or maybe someone said to him, hey, look, get to the Emperor. That's what we want. That's what we want to get to. But because that middle chapter kind of got blown out of the water.
Right. Yeah.
The story, like, I mean, who knows? They could have said to Rian Johnson when he's making it, look, you figure out how to do it, but you got to kill Snoke.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like, we know where we're going. You're not going to be directing the third one, so we can't tell you where we're going, but you need to fucking kill Snoke.
Yeah. Figure it out. It's so frustrating because in the first minute you find out that Snoke's a clone.
I didn't hate that.
No,
I didn't fucking hate that. Because it plays into it goes back to the prequels where it's like he was into cloning and all that shit. So the explanation for, and he had a bunch of, you saw Snoke in the tubes.
Yeah.
He had a bunch of them.
So it makes sense. And it does give like a little bit of a backstory, but again, it just feels like it's like, oh, this is like, I was so disheartened by the first 15 minutes of that movie just because it felt so much like, oh, we have to pull a 180 based off of the reaction from The Last Jedi, as opposed to, I would have loved to have seen like the opening war sequence with Kylo Ren where he's just tearing
so
people up.
So badass.
Because the other part of that, the latter half of that scroll is awesome. Where it's just like, basically, Kylo Ren's gone crazy and he's just trying to find this mythical Sith planet and he's just murdering people for things for like a map to get there. And it's just like, I would love that. Would absolutely love that to be the first third of this movie, right, where it's just him on this crazy warpath and you're basically, you recreate kind of Infinity War where it's less like he's after this map thing and we got to find the map thing before he finds the map thing.
Right.
And slowly but surely, it's just like you hear like Vader's voice, you hear Snoke's voice, like you hear these people that have affected him his whole life. Mm-hmm. And then finally, it's just like he gets everything, and as he's like flying off to try and find the planet, that's where the presentation from the Emperor just comes across, and it comes out of left field that this dude just like is still, he's just like, I'm still alive, and it's just like, oh my god. Well,
and to that, it's
exactly the same
to that, like him still being alive. Okay. The scroll basically seems like it was retconning the last movie. That seems like shit. We had a whole bunch of stuff we wanted to do, but it is only a 2.5 hour movie.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I said, if this became like a 6 hour Disney Plus series, I'm all in. Fucking in. Yeah. Tell me all the stories. You know, Poe speed jumping, whatever the fuck he was doing. Light speed jump. That looked awesome. Can I spend 20 minutes with that? You know what I mean? But it feels, a lot of it felt like they had a lot to say. They had a time crunch. They had to get it all in. The Emperor being alive, I thought they handled it better. Let me put it this way. I've seen two movies now this year where the big baddies who died in a previous movie have now come back. The other one was Three from Hell. They died at the end of Devil's Rejects and came back in Three from Hell. And Rob Zombie's explanation was, they missed every vital organ. Fuck it. You know what I mean? This at least had some kind of mythical story behind it. Like the Sith can regenerate or remember what he said at the end of the third one?
Well, it fits into everything that his character said, because in the original trilogy, he talks to Anakin about how there's a Sith Lord that could cheat death, and he could. So it's like, it's not out of the character's.
And it's not like he was like alive in full form, which I thought at the ending when he was revealed to just be kind of hanging on a crane and half a body, that was fucking awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome. Well, and because his motive, and then again, like I said, the second two thirds of this movie can stay as is, but the first act just needs to be reworked because, the thought process of like the reveal that if you stumbled upon this far, here's the big reveal of the movie. Mm. If you find out that Rey is a Palpatine,
right,
and it's just like, I need this girl because I'm basically going to just like take over her body. That's what's going to happen. Like, she's my blood, so I'm just going to take over her body, and I'm going to be the Empress of the universe again.
Right. And even to the cheating death part of the Sith, that also now explains Rey's ability to heal people. That hand, the Mr. Miyagi hand thing she did.
Right.
It's like, because that's not something the Jedi could do. You never saw Luke right. fucking do. I mean, again, they played with the Force rules a lot in all these fucking movies, but that was something they couldn't do, but she could do it.
Right.
Because I felt that
it would have come real in handy with Qui-Gon Jinn.
Fucking regenerate a hand, Luke.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Motherfucker, you got your hand cut off. Yeah. You just wave your fucking hand over this and have a new hand instead of going all robotic and shit. But the fact that she could do that, again, we're playing with the Force a lot, and what are the rules, you know?
So,
speaking of the Force shit that I'm going to nitpick for a second, because when we do meet Rey, she's training with Leia, who we've realized throughout the course of the movie did actually train as a Jedi and became a Jedi Master.
Yeah. Because that was a huge problem from Last Jedi.
Right, exactly. But not nice reveal. Okay, yeah. We had a little flashbacky deep fake sequence with her and Luke training. Okay, cool. But when we meet Rey, she's sitting there floating with a bunch of rocks and sticks and stuff. And it also is, you know, it's also set up through a course of number of sequences that they can, her and Kylo Ren can jump and fly ish.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, Leia can fucking Mary Poppins through space. But here's my problem. Yeah. And I understand they did it because it's a movie. You need a certain amount of suspense in the movie. But when they're like, they're jumping from thing to thing and they're like trying to grab on and hold on to stuff, I'm like, dude, just fucking float.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Like at the end, and Kylo Ren, when he takes all his gear off and becomes Ben Solo and he dives onto a thing and hits it, and it's like, I thought it was funny when he was like, ouch.
Yeah.
Because he took all his gear off. I'm like, yeah, okay. Funny. Part of the movie. But you can fly.
Well, and that's and that is kind of what I was talking about at the beginning of this movie, where it's like, yeah, that sort of stuff doesn't necessarily affect the movie, or it shouldn't affect your movie. It's nitpicky at best. But yeah, that's the type of stuff that if you're a fan of the franchise, it's annoying because the consistency throughout hasn't been there. You know what I mean? And that's the problem.
The bitch of it was the consistency wasn't there even when George Lucas was in charge of it, because he took the original trilogy and then created plot holes when he made the fucking prequels.
Yes.
That's what me and my brother, maybe my brother were talking more about that. Like, yeah, he created so many problems for himself, like retroactively by doing prequels and then making holes. Like, one of the biggest problems I've always had with the way he handled the end of the prequels is like, we take Leia and give her to Jimmy Smits, and okay, that's fine, go hide her. And then we're gonna take Luke, send her to Vader's brother's house, and have Ben Kenobi be down the street at the place where they all grew up. It's like,
oh yeah,
and call him fucking Skywalker. Really?
Yeah.
Really? That was your plan. He's looking for this motherfucker, and that was your plan? Send him home?
Yeah, send him back to your dad's house.
So continuity schmontinuity, I guess, here in the Star Wars galaxy.
How about how C-3PO knows absolutely everybody? And but then we've, you know, it needs to be convenient, so we just wipe his memory.
I'm not gonna lie, that sequence is pretty fucking good. And little Babu monkey thing. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So in episode 3, right when everything's ending, they like hand this perfectly working fine droid to Bail Organa.
Yeah.
And they're just
memory. Like, oh yeah, because we have other movies.
Yeah, we have other movies, and
we forgot we did those.
Yeah, and C-3PO needs to not remember who Obi-Wan Kenobi, you know, that guy he's hanging out with all the time. He needs to forget who that guy is.
I mean, we're not doing the prequels, but again, another thing, you brought up the droids. R2-D2 could fly in the prequels.
Yeah.
Never saw that feature.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? But, moving back to this movie, because you know, 3PO is part of it. Again, I thought a lot of it was good. I thought a lot of it was cool. And the scenes where that was Carrie Russell under the mask, right? That was her character. Pose friend there.
Or either Nepeanu Nwango was one.
Well, no, she's Maz Kanata.
Oh, that's right. She's Maz. That's right. So then, yes.
Carrie Russell was that one. That's what I thought she was. Okay. all she did was like from the eyes up at one point. Yeah.
Yes.
I knew she was in it. And
they had that really fun moment of like, you want to kiss? No. Okay.
And yeah. I mean, again, that's, I liked that shit. You found out that Poe was kind of a piece of shit in a previous life.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean?
What was it? He was a spice runner or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. He was a drug dealer.
Yeah, basically. Okay, fine. Like I said, he's this generation's Han Solo. That's the role he's playing. We get the little monkey guy who's in the back of C-3PO's head. Ah, he hilarious. Fucking was Babu the, was hilarious.
He was awesome.
The whole C-3PO, the red eyes deal with turning into the Sith fucking droid or something. That was cool for a couple seconds.
Yeah, that was really cool.
So, I mean, they did a lot of good shit in this movie.
Yeah. Going back to the Death Star that was, like, all blown up and stuff. Yeah. Like, that was fun. I thought it was really lame. Like, it's a really lame reveal when they had the really cool, like, evil Rey with the double-bladed lightsaber thing. And it was like, oh, that in, like, the trailer. It's like, oh, that's so cool. That's awesome. And then all of a sudden it just turns into that, like, Dagobah Forest spookiness.
Again, that's exactly what I thought. And I didn't mind it. I thought it was kind of cool. Yeah. It's something that had to happen, you know?
Right.
Especially because she's conflicted with the dark side. Basically, it's the same fucking story, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what I mean? They have to go through the same steps to get there. Let's see. Oh, Han Solo's back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Harrison Ford, that was great.
Who would have thought that Harrison Ford would have shown up?
Nobody.
That was the craziest part.
The best part is it looks like he didn't even bother showering that day. He just kind of showed, all right, give me the jacket.
Yeah, give me the jacket. I told you I wouldn't be in any more of these. Oh, God. But, I thought that the way that they dealt with Leia was fine. I don't know if that was always the plan, but yeah. I thought that that worked really well, where it was just like she was just trying to reach her son, and it took everything she had left. And it's just like, oh, that's fun. And then she ends up reaching her son.
I thought how they not only just that part of the story, but how they handled Carrie Fisher being in the movie was damn near flawless.
I heard, obviously,
there was certain scenes you could tell where there was like a close up of the back of her head. It's like, OK, they used doubles here and there where they had to cheat him in. But I believe he said he used unused footage from Force Awakens and possibly Last Jedi. And just kind of like cut and paste and then digitally changed her clothing and stuff like that. But it was like, that shit looked really good. And she was in a lot of the movie.
Yeah, she was in a good chunk of the movie.
For someone who didn't film a frame of this movie, she was in a lot of it.
Yeah, it was great. They did a really good job. I thought that her storyline really tied in well with the overall arching of the entire movie. I thought that, you know, Ben Solo, that arc was paid off very well. Yep. I thought it was really
I was
great.
A little upset he didn't show up as a Force ghost at the end.
I was too.
And because obviously it was one of those things when he finally did turn and become a good guy, he became Ben Solo again. Right. I'm like, oh, so he's going to die, because it's not like she can bring him back to be like,
oh no,
he's cool now, guys. I know he murdered like a bunch of your families, but no, he's good now. We kissed. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, I know. That's the funniest thing is I was just like, are they going to anime villain this? Are they because that's a trope in animes where like the first villain that they face, you know, he's like a super terrible guy and he murders like one of the early like team members. And it's just like, oh, my God, he's like really serious. And then they beat him. And it's just like, hey, we're friends now. And it's just like, oh, cool. So we're just going to totally forget. My favorite one is Vegeta. Right. Because Vegeta in Dragon Ball Z murders literally everybody. Mm-hmm. And then they go through some stuff, and he's just, like, hanging out with them. He marries one of the main people, and it's just like, oh, so are we not going to forget that he just murdered all of you at one point? Mm-hmm. I know that we made a wish and y'all came back, but you're still not mad about that? Oh, okay. So I was figuring that's exactly what was going to happen, where it was just like, oh, don't worry. It's not Kylo Ren. It's Ben Solo. Totally different.
Different dude, man, altogether. You know, it was different. It was a different time.
Yeah, he was under the influence of the Emperor, man. It was different. We kissed. It's cool.
We kissed. It's cool. Let's see. General Hux being the spy, meh.
Yeah, that was very meh.
That shit fell flat. I knew they had to kill him somehow, but that shit fell flat.
I was hoping that Captain Phasma was going to be the spy.
That would have been hilarious. But apparently she's really dead this time because they didn't show up at all.
Yeah.
Lando's Lando's appearance was so fucking out of the blue, it wasn't even funny.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, I got a text from Leia and Josiah to show up to this planet that you fucking just happened to be on getting your asses whipped. Cool, let's get out of here. Bullshit, man. Where you been the whole fucking time?
Yeah, that was the problem. Like,
we needed to get him in. I got that. But really, I mean, he really showed up out of nowhere.
Oh, so out of the blue. It was kind of lame. It was just like, all of a sudden, it's just like, man, you came in out of nowhere. Like, what the heck, man? Like, where have you been for two movies?
Are we to believe that the, was it Jaina? I'm renamed Jaina, the resistance chick.
Yeah.
That's his daughter, right?
Yes, which I'm like, this universe is the smallest universe in the world.
Well, you say that, but Lando got around.
Yeah, but it's still, I didn't like that. I didn't like that at all. It was just
it felt like they're setting up like a spinoff.
Yeah, probably.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was a backdoor pilot.
That was at the end scene, I thought was really cool when all the fucking, the ships come. I know that you can go to, you know, all the fucking geek websites and they've dissected every one of those ships. I know there's a shitload of Easter eggs in there. Seeing Wedge come back, that was kind of cool. Was it Wedge or Biggs? One of them died.
Biggs. Okay. Biggs, he died.
One of them died and the other one was there, which was kind of neat. Right. Very like, oh, okay, I'm going to have to Google which guy that was because they really wanted you to know he was there.
Yeah, right. The one cameo that didn't happen that I wished happened was I would have liked to have seen the Guardians of the Galaxy. You know what I mean? Like, we all know that they're gonna, like, you know, save the day at this point because it's a Star Wars movie.
I mean, I could make the joke that Drax was there. He was just standing very still, but
yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah. Because how funny would it be if they're like, they're like, we need help. And then all of a sudden, all those ships show up and one of them is just the Guardians and and you just have Rocket screaming. It's like, yeah. Yeah.
And it's a whole new world. Marvel's doing the comics now. What the fuck? Why not?
There is literally nothing. Then you get a Disney Plus show where it's the Guardians of the Galaxy and Poe and Finn.
Yeah, exactly. there was a shitload of cameos, though. More audio cameos than anything else. We got James Earl Jones very early doing Darth Vader. At the end, it literally, like, anyone that's ever been a Jedi. I guess Samuel Jackson has voice in it. That one, my brother caught it, but I missed it.
Yeah, I caught him and Qui-Gon.
Qui-Gon Jinn. They used, of course, Ewan McGregor and that little Rey from Alec Guinness that they used in Force Awakens. That thing was in there. Samuel Jackson, I mentioned. Hayden Christensen's voice was in there.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm missing a few others that popped up here and there. Oh, there was a bunch. I actually read there was a bunch from the animated series that I didn't watch.
Yeah, I didn't watch.
If you they're all on Disney Plus, but if you watched them, I guess you got those ones. And I guess some of the ships were also from that as well.
Yeah, probably.
Finn's weird. I got to tell you something.
Never paid off. Annoyed
Never
me.
Paid off. And then he tweeted that it wasn't I love you. It's like, what else is it, dude?
Well, it's like, are you gonna know that she's a Palpatine? Is that what we're doing?
Like what do you need to tell her? What do you?
Yeah, yeah.
If it's not I love you, what else is there?
Yeah, right.
Okay, because it was clearly I love you. I don't give a shit what John Boyega wants to tweet out. That shit was definitely I need to tell you I love you.
It's really frustrating that wasn't paid off.
And I thought, because at the end when him and Rey and Poe have that group hug at the end, I'm like, because he was in the middle, I'm like,
right.
And the whole point was he wanted to tell her when Poe wasn't around. I thought he was just gonna lean in and go, I love you both.
Yeah, right.
I thought that's what it was gonna be, and they just did nothing with it.
Yeah, they did nothing. I really would have liked to have also potentially seen a romance between Poe and Finn. Why not?
We got the first gay kiss at the end of that celebration. The Leia's number two there, the general lady, I don't know what her name was. Her and her girlfriend were kissing in that.
Yeah.
Chewie got his medal.
Chewie got his medal.
Chewie got his motherfucking medal. Oh, my God. Okay, let's do a couple seconds on Chewie, because when that thing blew up, I was pissed. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No, you're not killing Chewbacca.
Oh, fuck. Man.
Like, I'm like, no. Like, I'm like, oh no, that angered me. I'm like, fuck you.
You're right, but then
because I saw like when the Knights of Ren were watching them, and they got that big axe thing. all I'm picturing is like, and then Chewie goes off on his own. I'm like, oh fuck, they're like going to cut his head off.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly what I thought. I'm like, they're somehow going, like, they're going to murder him while they're watching from afar. And then when they got him chained up, I'm like, oh, they're going to fucking do it here. And then they put him on the thing. I'm like, huh, okay, weird. And then it blows up. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No. See, but you don't get to do that.
And that's a microcosm of how I feel about this movie, where it's just like, we went wicked safe. We went ridiculously safe when it comes to this movie. And I would have loved if you just murdered Chewie by cutting his head off. Because it would have made everybody mad, and it would have
angered
been awesome.
Me so much.
It would have been
but
awesome.
I say, but here's the thing: I say it would have angered me so much, but not in the way where I'm going to be like, "This was the worst movie ever because they killed Chewbacca." It would have angered me how it's supposed to anger you because you've fallen in love with this character for 40 fucking years.
Well, and it also, like, this is the type of thing that annoys me in movies, right? Because it's like, so Rey viscerally reacts to the fact that she thinks he's dead, more so the fact that she thinks she killed him.
True.
Right? And it's just like, wow, that is awesome character development. And then it's just like, oh no, Chewie's still alive. Oh, great. Let's go save him.
There was their reasoning, bullshit.
Yes.
There was two cargo things. No, there wasn't.
No, there wasn't. There was
no, there wasn't, because somebody else would have seen it.
Yes.
First of all. And second of all, it's like, well, why did that one take off and not the other one?
Yeah.
And also Finn watched him get loaded into that one and was watching him the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
What did they do? Like, the pick a card, any card.
They play the shell game with Chewbacca.
Yes. Bullshit. You didn't know that was going to happen.
Yeah.
And so there would be no reason for a second cargo, a decoy cargo thing.
Yeah, and so, like, that's my problem with the movie, is stuff like that, where it's just like, that's it in a microcosm, because
they needed your emotional reaction, but they weren't willing to pay it off with actually killing him. Which, I mean, at the end, okay, Chewie got his medal, so I'm okay with that as a Star Wars fan. It's like that needed to happen.
Yeah, right, sure, but it's just like, and I've talked about it before, that's being half pregnant.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
Because you want the visceral reaction of everybody to go, you want the emotional weight of a longtime fan favorite character to die, right, to catapult the next thing in the story. Mm-hmm. But then you didn't want to actually have to deal with it because you were so afraid that everybody was going to hate this movie from a fan standpoint. So you didn't pay that off. And now it's like, oh, well, now you didn't go all the way either way, and now nobody's happy.
Yeah. But again, it's also a Star Wars movie, and nobody can really die in a Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. I mean, we all knew Leia was going to have to die in this movie, but she doesn't really die because she's a ghost now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, and Chewie had nothing to do with the Force, so it's not like we could have got him back.
Right.
You know what I mean? That part, I don't know. I was half in, half out on that one. But
yeah, I didn't like it.
We got Ewoks in this movie.
Yeah.
That fucking happened.
Yeah, Ewoks showed up.
And was I'm not going to lie. The theater I was in, there was a few groans on that one.
Oh,
but
see,
I'm like, yeah, they're part of the world. They're on Endor, for Christ's sakes. How are we not going to see an Ewok?
Yeah, I loved it.
And it's not like they spent a lot of time. They were just watching the thing. Okay, cool. We won.
Yeah, you know, right.
Moving on.
We did it.
I thought the whole end thing with Kylo and Rey and the Emperor and how he used their power to basically regenerate himself and become like super Emperor basically in the end, and that whole temple scene with all the weird shadowy druids and I thought that was fucking cool as shit.
It looked awesome.
That spiny throne was cool as shit. And the whole, I guess it was a part of a concept art that Ralph McQuarrie did for like the original or something like that.
Yeah. And it was like, the whole thing was really cool. That ending sequence was really awesome. You know, like, look, I could have done without the Rey Finn. The Rey Kylo kiss. Could have done without that.
You know, it was going to happen.
But
I thought it was going to happen much earlier than that.
Yeah, I thought it was too. Could have done without it, but it was fine. I thought it was great. I thought that the movie wrapped up in a very nice bow.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was really nice, and that, you know, I would like to see more stuff set in the Star Wars universe, but I'm really, really done with the Emperor.
Oh, I think everybody is. I think we are done with that whole part.
I hope so.
Because you know, she went back to Tatooine. She went back to Luke's home there. When we first started this whole thing, buried Leia and Luke's lightsaber right outside their house, and then proclaimed herself Rey Skywalker.
Yeah,
took the name of Skywalker and moved on.
Yep.
The sun. Her and BB-8 rode off into walked off into the sunset.
It was great. that was great. It was fun.
I liked it.
I thought it was fine. It was a nice little bow.
I could have spent another few hours with this. Like I said, if they gave this to me as a 6-hour show, I would have easily watched it twice. I enjoyed it as we talked about on the radio show last week. Star Wars is both of our childhoods.
Right.
It's something I've grown up with and you've grown to love. And it's like, I really enjoyed it.
Yes.
Flaws and all. It is what it is. There's no such thing as a perfect movie. Every movie can be nitpicked to shit.
Right.
And that's what we're here for. But overall, I'm probably going to see it 3 times in the theater.
Yeah, it was really good.
You know what I mean? I'm probably going to see it next week. I'll probably see it again at some point in early January.
Of course.
It is what it is. I enjoyed it.
That's Rise of Skywalker.
That is Star Wars Episode 9, Rise of Skywalker. Thank you for joining us on this bonus episode of That Movie Show. You can follow Eddie and myself on social media at Mike Wendt, at The Eddie McCabe, hashtag That Movie Show. And of course, follow our Facebook, facebook.com/ThatMovieShowTV. The website is thatmovieshow.net, and please subscribe on any and all podcasting apps, because not only do you get these audio podcasts, these audio reviews, but every Saturday morning you also get the radio show that we do for North Shore 104.9. Thanks for joining us, Eddie. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
The order breakfast at the McDonald's drive-thru. Tell yourself you'll wait to eat it at work, but it smells way too good. So you eat it right there in the McDonald's parking lot meal. There's a meal for every morning at McDonald's.
Right now, get any size iced coffee for 99 cents until 11 a.m. and pair it with your favorite breakfast sandwich or one of our tasty bakery treats. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.